This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis departed Rome Friday morning on his way to Mexico for a week-long pastoral visit that will take him to Mexico City, to the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and to some of the country's most poor and violent towns on the margins of society. On his way to Mexico as the first Latin American pontiff to travel there, Pope Francis is to make a brief stop in Havana, Cuba, for a meeting with Russian Orthodox Patriarch Kirill. The recently added visit to the papal itinerary is being seen by many as a historic step towards healing the wounds of division after a schism divided Christianity 1,000 years ago. But the Pope's visit to Mexico has been overshadowed by the deaths of at least 49 inmates at a prison in the north of the country. Fire broke out after a brawl between rival gangs at the overcrowded Topo Chico Penitentiary turned into a riot Thursday, injuring a further 12. Vatican Radio's Veronica Scarisbrick is in Mexico City ahead of the Pope's arrival. She says no doubt that tragedy will be weighing on the Pope's thoughts during his visit.
An ugly story which brings to mind one of the moments on the Pope's agenda, his visit to the high-security Cerezo prison at Ciudad Juarez, where he will spend time with the inmates on the last day of his stay here before returning to Rome. No doubt Pope Francis will express consolation to those affected by this dire situation in this year dedicated to mercy. But hopefully, too, here in Mexico City, where Pope Francis will be welcomed by the nation's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, by contrast, there will be more joyful moments during what young people have dubbed as the Papa Tour. For while there are no visible signs of his arrival apart from the stepped-up security measures, everybody knows he's expected, coming for our mother, they say, and so for us as her children, they add. Yes, as we know, Pope Francis has a special devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas. And on his first full day, we'll be celebrating Holy Mass at the Basilica of the Shrine, where in the 16th century Our Lady appeared four times, to St. Juan Diego, a shrine which today has become the second most visited in the world after St. Peter's. No surprise, then, that here they call it the Pequeño Vaticano, Little St. Peter's, or Little Vatican. But his stay in Mexico will take him as well, by choice, to some of the hot spots of the nation, places of suffering like Ecatepec, a slum where violence is a daily matter, like Michoacán, where drug cartels reign, south to Chiapas, where an indigenous population of Mayan origin lives, and where migrants from Central America cross a porous border in an effort to reach El Norte, as they call it, and, as I've already mentioned, Ciudad Juárez, once dubbed the murder capital of the world, which lies on the border with the United States. To add a touch of normality here in Mexico City, hedges have been pruned and flowerbeds spruced up for the Pope's ride in the Popemobile from the airport to what will be his home throughout his entire stay here, the Apostolic Nunciature in Mexico City, where St. John Paul II once stayed. Awaiting Pope Francis in Mexico City, I'm Veronica Scarisbrick.